USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices in the United States are higher than ever. Today's AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular is $4.37 a gallon. The price shot up a nickel a gallon Monday and is 17 cents a gallon higher than last Tuesday. As far as the national average hitting that $5 a gallon mark, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC,
I still think that $5 is improbable, but it's not impossible.
A deadly wildfire in New Mexico is finally contained. It sparked nearly a month ago, killing an elderly couple and destroying more than 200 homes. But there's no break for crews. They're still battling six other fires, including the biggest in the nation. That one's expected to be contained by July. Arizona firefighters also fighting four large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Joe Biden recently met with other G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss further actions to take against Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the latest unified action the G7 countries are taking.
For the first time ever, the G7 agreed as a whole to ban or phase out Russian oil. We will keep building on our unprecedented sanctions that are enacting a heavy toll on Russia's economy.
The U.S. also announced additional measures imposed on Russia, including an advertising ban from Russia's three biggest TV stations, a ban of accounting and consulting firms working with any Russian, and additional restrictions on Russia's industrial sector. The Senate is poised to take up an abortion bill this week. Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying they'll vote on a federal law Wednesday.
No more running, no more hiding. The vote will shine light on every single one of us.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As pro-abortion groups continue to protest outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices, Congress is taking action.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Pilots for Alaska Airlines are voting on a strike. Voting opened on Monday and ends May 25th. Contract negotiations between the airline and pilots are at a standstill. The Airline Pilots Association saying the company has failed to meet demands for better pay and scheduling. The union saying it won't stop until pilots get a contract they deserve. An escaped inmate could be back behind bars in Alabama as soon as Wednesday. He was caught Monday in Indiana with a corrections officer accused of helping him walk out of a jail 11 days ago. But Vicky White is now dead. Authorities say she killed herself after a high-speed chase. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.